there was 11 auctions and 10 sold today. So 10 out of 11. And they were, to me, surprisingly decent results. So I've been talking about the last month or so that a lot of the auctions I've been doing have been grinds with one bidder, getting the vendor to sort of reduce their reserve, getting the buyer to increase their highest bid. But today the situation was a little bit different. Today I can tell you that even in the last auction that I did in Blacktown, there were six people fighting over a house on a busy road that ended up selling for just over $1,070,000, I think it sold, or thereabouts. The highlight to me was a property in Abbotsford that had a reserve of 4.2 and sold for $4,750,000. And that is an extraordinary result on a property that was essentially land value. But it doesn't surprise me, because on that property, if you have a look at it, and it's up on my Facebook where you can see the auction, you could actually build, you can build two houses subject to council approval in an incredible street. And there's a possibility that, you know, so the people that bought that house paid $4,750,000. And if you go to council and get approval, you can build two houses and they could be worth $5 million each. So if you work it out, you've paid $4,750,000 with stamp duty than that. Let's just round it up to $5 million. You're going to end up selling two homes for $5 million each. That takes it to $10 million. And what's it going to cost you to build two houses in that area? Maybe three. So there's a couple of million in profit there. But it all boils down to in what the build cost is going to be and what the finishes are going to be like, whether you go high-end, medium, or low-end. In that area, you'd go high-end because it's a cracker of a spot. Other things that happened today that also surprised me was a property that only got sold a year or 2 years ago in Hurstville. And off the top of my head, that property had sold for $1,070,000 and had no work done to it, zero work done to it, and it's just sold for $1,425,000 thereabouts. So we're talking about $375,000 more than what it sold. That goes contrary to some of the other sales that have been selling, because if you read the Fin Review yesterday, there's a lot of listings that are quick sale listings. So they've been sold 2 or 3 years ago and resold again, and nearly all of those properties sell for lower. This one didn't. This one didn't. So it's been good that the buyer demand at the moment is keeping in place with the stock levels. But there is stock out there. I mean, think about it. This is a long weekend in New South Wales, yet my auctions were full about 4 or 5 weeks ago on a long weekend, 11 auctions. That normally doesn't happen with me on a long weekend. And of course, in Victoria, being AFL Grand Final week, there is very few auctions on. But team, that's the story. That is the story. This is Tom Pannell signing off. And good luck to the teams tomorrow, Brisbane and Penrith. And I don't really care who wins, because I'm a West Tigers supporter. And we came last. And just when we thought we couldn't get worse last year, another team came into the competition, which meant that there were 17 teams in the competition, which means that we actually went backwards. We went from last at 16th spot last year to 17th this year.